This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's another hour of the Labor Day edition of What's On Your Mind. How are you, everybody? I'm Scott Hannon. We're in September now. You know that, don't you? Yeah, we're in September. Last time we were on the air, we were in August. I know. That's why they pay me the big bucks here at KFIRE 550, AM 1100, The Flag, KTGO 1090, and KLTC, because I can do math. Anyway, glad to have you aboard on the program. We're going to have some fun this hour talking about jobs. Yeah, well, we did. I mean, I guess we talked about jobs last hour, but workforce needs going forward, certainly, right? Those kind of jobs. But this is going to be actual really fun, cool jobs. So we're going to talk with a dragline operator for BNI Coal. What a job. That's one I'd love to have. And the Ferris wheel operator at Shields. Are you kidding me? Love that. And a guy that wrote a job about 50 jobs in 50 states. He's working on a new project now called American Bucket List. So we'll talk about him, too, coming up a little bit on the program. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments as we go throughout the show today. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, by the way. 800-228-0550. We're going to be at Big Iron soon. I wanted to tell you that. Really looking forward to that. Broadcasting live. We'll be at the Butler Machinery location. Do you know why? Peanuts. That's why. They have free peanuts at the Butler Machinery. I mean, yeah, they got a lot of iron to take a look at, too. But the peanuts are the big draw. So you know, check it out. Listen to the show. Drop by and see us. And our sponsors include our friends from Butler Machinery, Intelligent Ag, Insight RPV Services, Ad Farm, North Dakota Farm Bureau, Plains Ag, Haugen Sales and Leasing, DBRP Bumpers, and our friends at Pipers. September 11th, 12th, 13th, What's On Your Mind at Big Iron, where it's all about ag and what makes it go. Looking forward to that. Well, a grand old time. Christian in Fargo has a question. Go ahead, Christian. You're on What's On Your Mind.
Hi. First of all, I want to thank you for Bill Cunningham, for Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, Michael Savage, all of Alex Jones, all of which I enjoy greatly. I am an AM radio guy. AM radio stands for American radio.
Well, you can learn so much. You know, and hear great debates and partake in that. Some of those hosts that you mentioned are on AM 1100 The Flag and some on AM 1090 and some on KFIRE 550. Not all, obviously a little mix and match, but I agree with you. Well, those are great informative hosts that you get a lot of information out of. You're absolutely right.
When I was a kid, I used to listen to KFAB 1110 from Nebraska. It was a bit of a battle when you guys came on the air to try and get the signal right, but we got it.
KFAB out of Omaha, absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. My first job, like most of us, was a paper boy. I worked, delivered for the forum, and then the midweek, and then I delivered for a paper called Grit. Remember that paper?
Grit. Maybe that's the one I'm thinking of. I was talking about one earlier. It was like a school educational kind of piece.
Yeah, and it was a green.
I think that's the one you're talking about. I said REIT or something earlier, but that like an investment group. I had that goofed up. I think you're right. I think it was Grit newspaper. I did the same thing.
Not only that, but I went to Brown Institute, which is no longer around. And so I was headed for a radio career, and I just never made it. But I want to thank you guys for all you do.
Well, that's very kind of you. That's for sure. Appreciate that very much.
Labor Day.
You too, Christian. And thank you for remembering the newspaper I delivered. I would have to go, you know, ask my mom in heaven, I guess, which was first. I think the newspaper thing, I don't remember. I can't remember when, you know, because there's a newspaper thing, there's the turkey thing, and the busboy at Country Kitchen, and I don't remember which was first. I think the newspaper / turkey thing might have been first because I settled for something I could do. Grit was a magazine, formerly, it's a magazine now, I guess, formerly a weekly newspaper, popular in the rural U.S. during much of the 20th century. It carried the subtitle America's Greatest Family Newspaper in the early 30s, targeted small towns and rural families with 14 pages plus a fiction supplement. By 1932, it had a circulation of 425,000 in 48 states, and 83% of its circulation was in towns with population of less than 10,000 publication. I love that. Why isn't somebody doing that today? For crying out loud. You know, that could be the, instead of grit, we'll call it Make America Great Again. I think we're onto something there. Grit, that was the name of it. You know, Tim and Dickinson, what's on your mind? You're next.
Labor. I was a young boy, and one of the business owners here in Dickinson said, keep your wages low, and your people cannot leave. And I think that's how our governor thinks about his state employees, because he wants another pay cut or deduction in state education and wages. I think that's how he thinks he's going to keep his state employees, keep the wages low. They cannot leave their state.
You're thinking that that's the thinking of the governor? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just, if you know anything about Doug Burgum, Tim, you'd know that's just not the way he thinks at all. When you think about the people that have been millionaires because they work for him at one of his other businesses, he wouldn't be about lower wages. I think it's a question of the state needing to unfortunately tighten its belt a little bit to be able to get the balance. There's been a lot of growth in state spending, and
at some point you have
to right size it.
You can go work anyplace else, make more money than the state employees can make at today's wages.
You won't get as good of benefits, though. There's that trade-off. And, I mean, that's people have to make that decision. You know, they make it every day.
I think they get just as good benefits in the public section, better than the government section also. It's a wash.
I think some people would disagree with you on that. But, you know, that's everybody can do the math for themselves.
You work in the coal mines, I bet you make more money and you get just as good as benefits as coal mine than you do for a state employee.
You know, I don't know what you're saying, is whether it's accurate or not. I think in general the benefits are better when you're a state employee than they are in the private sector, but you're going to make less money in the and people just choose to do that. They say, I'll take less wages to have a better benefit package. That's a choice people make. That's fine. I mean, the great thing about America is nobody's forced to work anywhere. They can decide, do I want to do this? Do I not want to do this? You know,
that's correct. We have the choice to go wherever we like. But the state of North Dakota is number 25th in wages. It's because people want to keep their wages low, where they got more money to make their company bigger and better and bring people in. I understand they got to keep money in their pocket to pay wages and bills and to make their companies bigger. And I think maybe that's what the governor's trying to do, but keeping wages low for state employees is not good.
Well, I think the governor's trying to balance the budget and recognize that the growth of government isn't sustainable, and you've got to reinvent that to do that. I think that's what that's about. It's not about a mentality of keep wages low so people don't. That's just not a. Tim, what you're espousing is the view of someone that is on the floor, working the floor at a particular. Pick your company, and just thinks the big bad boss is out to get him. That's one way to go through life. I don't believe in a 21st century economy the boss can treat people like that, or they'll go to the next place. Because when you have the low unemployment that we have, when you have the robust economy that we have, and it's been pretty darn good in North Dakota for a long time outside the egg economy for a couple of years in this unfortunate downturn, you can't operate a business not caring for the worker, not wanting them to succeed. You really can't. So I just don't. I do know to make a point that you're making. You know, over the years, some businesses in some communities say, you know, we don't need to grow. I don't want to grow anymore. Don't recruit any more employers. And what they mean by that is, if there's more employers, the wage rate's going to go up, and I'm going to have to pay more. Well, welcome to the world. Welcome to the free market economy. That's okay. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Anyway, appreciate your call. Welcome others and their response to it at 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. You can text me today, too, at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054 on What's On Your Mind. Questions or comments brought to you in part today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. You know what? This is a company with a great history. It really is. When you think about, great-grandfathers and grandfathers and dads and brothers and, in the case now of Mark, you know, and Claudia Thompson running this company that's been doing what they've been doing for 110 years. So it's beyond, look, I need a furnace repair or, you know, garbage disposal replacement or I'm doing a design build. It's beyond that. It is now to history of a company that can do whatever it is you're looking to do, including, by the way, the Link system that has over 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains managed by the good folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supported all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
The hour on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by CJ and the team at DAC Diesel. We talk a lot about the good work they do at DAC Diesel on your diesel truck or tractor when it's out of commission. Instead of taking the vehicle to the same old shop for repairs, bring it to a service center that specializes in diesel vehicles. That's all they do. That's what DAC Diesel is all about. So their mechanics fix up your diesel vehicle in no time. And CJ grew up in the auto repair trade, working only on diesel vehicle repairs. So that he's got 20 years of experience that he brings to every job now. Always learning so he can continue to provide the most efficient service to you. Check him out today in Bismarck. Get the service you need for your diesel vehicle. Leading repair and maintenance shop. They're all about the diesel vehicle. 701-210-0888. 701-210-0888. DACDiesel.com. Sean in Bismarck wants to talk about John McCain. We asked what's on your mind, so you tell us. Go ahead, John.
Yes, good morning. Your last caller, he must have been out of the country for a half a century or more. We can compare a coal miner's job with a state employee job. There's no correlation whatsoever. And when it comes to John McCain, I appreciate and I thank him for his service, but when he went through the things he went through, tortured, nobody can think the same or be the same as they were before that. And I'm a conservative Republican, but I've never voted for him because of his ideologies and his thinking, mostly contra to conservatives. And really, really lowered my expectation of him by telling the President of the United States not to be at his funeral. As far as I'm concerned, that part was nothing but crap.
And there's a way to do that, even, without it being public and make a big deal out of it. Same thing with the Sarah Palin thing. You know, that the Sarah Palin one gets me too. I mean, this is a woman who lent a lot of credibility from the conservative movement to John McCain and gave him a shot at being president of the United States. And the thanks that she gets for it, despite supposedly years of, sense of kind of, a public sense that there was a decent relationship there, is to be, not invited to the funeral as well and told not to come. And same thing with the president. You want to tell the president of the United States not to come, have somebody in the family call John Kelly and tell John Kelly, here's the deal. We prefer if he not come and do it privately. He sent Ivanka. He sent, his son-in-law. But no, it's all part of the swamp. So that's the swamp. I'm telling you what, that's how the swamp works. You saw it in full display,
People through the past few years say the reason why he lost the presidency was because of Sarah Palin. It was the other way around. Without Sarah Palin, he would have lost worse.
Yeah, and the polls will prove that. You go look at the polls, what happened after Sarah Palin joined the ticket. He came as close as he ever came in the polls for that entire election. Obviously, the whole economic meltdown didn't help anybody, but, Sarah Palin gave him a chance. You're absolutely right.
And can you about imagine if a senator or congressman would have said this before Trump's been president about, I don't call him president, but if Obama would have been in and someone would have not invited him to his funeral, liberal stations and liberal media would have threw that around for 2 months or more.
Yeah, but again, that's the swamp. The swamp is the media. The swamp is the establishment. The swamp is Democrats. The swamp is Republican leaders. It's a lot of different people. I just wonder at what point. I don't know what Trump has to do. I mean, again, Donald Trump ran for president with an agenda they mocked. Okay, and he wins and then implements that, and it affects great change in this country. Good things are happening. Okay, a lot of really good things are happening. At what point do they go, maybe it's time to hop on board? I don't know. Can we live like this forever? you know, where you've got the swamp. I mean, Donald Trump is in a colossal battle. He's in an unbelievable battle. I just don't know at what point people don't lay down their arms and say, let's worry about the good of America. You didn't like Donald Trump when he ran for president? I get it. You didn't like Donald Trump's agenda? I get it. He got elected? You still don't like him? I get it. You're trying to stop him? I get it. Do you see what's happened since he started doing what he does and saying, this is what I'll do? It's gotten better. Are you going to lay down your arms anytime soon? That's my question for him.
It's like if you got a bowl of water, so to speak, the swamp. That water can't get clean until the swamp is completely drained.
That's what needs to happen. That's what needs to happen. Yep, John, appreciate the call. You know, it's really sad because, again, John McCain is a hero. There's no doubt about it. Donald Trump, in my view, could have treated him very differently than he did. And I would have not, for that lack of a better term, picked that fight. I'm done giving Donald Trump advice because he is doing exactly what he's done all along that has got him to this point. So, is he going to stop doing it? I don't know. But I will say Donald Trump owns a little bit of this and how the relationship started going back. Okay, of course there's going to be a little bit. Now, when somebody dies, isn't that the time to say, you know, we didn't exactly have our best foot forward previously, but I'm just going to set that aside for now. No, we want him disinvited. Meghan McCain up there talking about America never, was great. It always, the cheap shots that came from the others about decorum and others. What they don't get is they own some of that as well. But I'm serious when I say, how does this movie end? How does this movie end? You just sort of wait them out and they all get out of public office and you replace them with people that are in tune with the American public? I don't know. I really don't. What was your first job? That's the question we're asking today. A lot of fun answers, by the way. Thank you for that. Ed did lawn mowing. Luke was a dishwasher. Kurt mowed some lawns and was a church janitor at 13, right? Yeah. John Barleycorn, says Pam. Now, there's a great restaurant out of my past after babysitting. Schwarmweber hired me, then moved to Fargo, worked under Tom Anderson to this day. One of my favorite jobs. Bussing tables at Apple Creek Country Club Bismarck, says Jamie. Daniel says, I've never had a traditional paycheck in my life, but my first business was a chicken and eggs business at 14. Well, that's work. That's a job. Farming, says Tim, and I'm still here. I love it. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A mass shooting at an apartment complex in San Bernardino, California. 10 people shot, according to police. 3 of the victims reportedly now in extremely critical condition. It happened at about 10:45 last night in a commons area of an apartment complex, and no arrests have been made. In Alabama, at least 6 teens were shot at a party in downtown Birmingham last night. A recovery operation continues for some of the 16 passengers aboard 2 boats that collided on the Colorado River Saturday near the California-Arizona border.
9 were injured. two of those were in critical condition, and four passengers were reported missing. Of those four, we have a report now that it is one male and three females that are still outstanding.
That's the county sheriff, Doug Schuster. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Kids ought to stay kids as long as they can. Turn off the screen, go climb a tree, get dirt on their hands. I believe we gotta forgive and make amends, 'cause nobody gets a second chance to make new old friends. I believe in working hard for what you got, even if it don't add up to a hell of a lot. I believe most people are good, and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood.
Back on What's On Your Mind on this Labor Day. I had to wait for mamas to qualify for a sainthood is what I had to wait for there. Because they do. Oh, are moms not saints? I tell you what, unbelievable.
No doubt.
Incredible. Brought to you in part today by our folks, our friends at the Safety Training Spotlight. We do something on this program regularly to give you information about different classes that are out there and the training that you can get that will save lives. So we're all going to be in a situation one day where we're going to need the information to be able to process, how do I react to this that could save your life? And that's what I love about the Safety Training Spotlight that North Dakota Safety Council and Workforce Safety and Insurance help us put together. And Workforce Safety and Insurance has an online learning management system available to employers with like 450 safety courses. So, you know, can you get any easier than that? Contact WSI about that. They've also partnered up with the Associated General Contractors through the Safety Training and Education Program grant to provide safety training classes. And there's more about that at workforcesafety.com. All right. In addition to talking about first jobs, I wanted to talk about really cool jobs. Really cool jobs. That's right. And one of the coolest jobs ever is running a Ferris wheel, I think. I mean, I'm just thinking that would be so much fun. So we thought, let's talk to somebody that actually does it. And our guest, Jim Kinlaw, operates the Ferris wheel at Shields and has for the past 9 years. Jim, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Doing fine. How are you?
Well, I'm good. It sounds like you might have an accent that tells us you might not be from North Dakota, Minnesota, or South Dakota. Where are you from, Jim?
Well, I was born and raised in Louisiana.
Louisiana!
Yeah, I was born and raised in Louisiana.
You love Cajun?
Yes. Oh, yes.
You're a Cajun kind of guy. And they tell me that you are a 20-year Navy veteran as well. That's pretty cool.
That's correct. I joined the Navy right out of high school when I was 17 years old, and I stayed there for 20 years.
And, well, thank you for your service.
That was a very good, very nice period of my life. I liked it.
So, yes, by the way, your first job lasted a long time, didn't it?
It did. Last 20 years.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Well, thank you for your service. We appreciate that very much. What's the best part of running the Ferris wheel at Shields?
Well, The best part of running the Ferris wheel is shields. Oh, there's so many things. I would say the best part of running the Ferris wheel is shields is allowing me to be among young people. They teach me so much every day. I think that's the very best part of being a Ferris wheel operator at Shields.
That is neat. I never thought of that, but think about how many smiles you put on the faces of kids. You know?
Oh, yes. They come up to that Ferris wheel expecting a good time, and everybody's happy. And well, I give them that good time. I interact with them and talk to them and listen to them. And, you know, they don't have any filters. They're going to tell you exactly what's on their mind and what they think if you ask them questions. I've had some good answers.
What's your favorite story? You have a favorite story about something you've learned or heard from the kids that are getting on the Ferris wheel?
No, I don't think so. Sometimes they have a hard time relating to my age. They're 10, 11, 12 years old. I'm 78 years old. Sometimes they'll ask me, are you a grandpa? Sometimes I'll ask them, well, how old are you? They'll say, 11. I'll say, well, I'm 78. And they'll just look at me like, that's beyond their comprehension.
Oh, that's fun. So now, what's the trick of running the Ferris wheel? What talk a little bit about getting up to speed on running that Ferris wheel, and you know, is it, you know, how many spins you go around, and everybody gets the same length of ride, or what's the trick?
Well, no, it all depends on what's happening at the moment around the store, and the amount of people that are in the store, and the amount of people that are standing in line waiting to get a ride on the Ferris wheel. I usually give everybody seven rides around, sometimes eight. But if it's a really busy day, sometimes I have to cut it back to five in order to get everybody on so they get a little shorter ride. Sometimes there'll be nobody on there, maybe one or two, and there'll be some kids that I'm really getting some good relationship established with them, and we're having fun. Sometimes I'll let them go for a long time and just talk to them as they do it. And that's if conditions permit, I will do that. That's fun for me. I gotta have fun too, you know.
Well, sure. You gotta have a little fun while you're. So you're saying you kind of keep up a conversation as they come around each time, huh?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That is so great. I'm not sure I've been seven spins. I'll have to keep track next time. But I from the day that Ferris wheel's gone in, it's been a. I love taking the kids there, and now it's funny because of course they're not little anymore. But every once in a while, I can talk one of them into a Ferris wheel ride, and I still remember our youngest Haley saying it the very first time we were on that. Yeah, this is a real tummy tickle. You know, you get that little. You come around the top there. You get the tummy tickle, all right. Yeah. It's does it go the same speed all the time? Can you control the speed?
No, I cannot. That's the control speed. Somebody who was on the Ferris wheel told me, well, I didn't know, but they were clocking the speed. I suppose using a smartphone or something. And they told me that the Ferris wheel travels at 4.1 miles per hour. So I guess that's how fast it goes. Nobody knew that. So that person told us.
That's a pretty good clip.
Yeah. Eh?
Yeah. That's very interesting. And everyday fun. How could it not be? You're running a Ferris wheel. I just think it's got to be a great day every day.
It is. It's a good day every day. Even if it's a very slow day and there's not any rides or very few rides, I'm in a situation there where I'm just right in the middle of the store, and I see everybody coming in and going out, and we can have some really good short conversations with people. I'll talk to them as they're leaving or as if they're coming in, and some of them are in a hurry and want to get their shopping done, but there's a good amount of them who will stop and talk to you. They'll talk to you for a long time and tell you a lot of things about their lives, and it's very interesting. It's never the same.
That is very interesting. Well, Jim, thanks for sharing. I appreciate you sharing a little bit of that story. Now we can look for you at Shields and thank a vet for your 20 years of service in the Navy and also have a little more knowledge about just what it's like to run the Ferris wheel at Shields. Pretty cool.
Oh, are you going to come take a ride?
You're darn right I am. Can't
right,
we? If I could take a ride on a Ferris wheel and thank a vet, that's like a twofer.
Well, you do that. You let me know if you see me there. And don't buy any tokens. Just come up to Ferris wheel. I'll give you a free ride.
Okay, heck of a deal. All right. Thanks, Jim. Good talking to you, okay?
Sure. Nice talking to you.
You as well. Jim Kinlaw, who is the Ferris wheel operator, has been for the past 9 years at the Shields in Fargo. That is some kind of cool, I'm here to tell you. We have a dragline operator from BNI Coal that's going to join us today on the program. I've had the pleasure of being out on the dragline, and it's hard to describe the magnitude of that dragline that pulls coal out of the ground. It's pretty unbelievable. It really is. And so anyway, we're going to do that, talk with Sean in just a little bit. We're waiting here for Daniel Sedeke. I'll ask our Daniel. Is the author Daniel ready to go? Okay, very good. Glad to hear it. The author of the book, Living, or his website is Living the Map. He's working on a new project called American Bucket List, but he did a great book called 50 Jobs in 50 States. Daniel Sedeke is with us. Daniel, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, good. We don't have a lot of time here, but I do want to chat with you for a couple of minutes about, first of all, the jobs. We're talking a lot today about folks and their first job and what they liked about their jobs. Your 50 Jobs in 50 States project, did you have a favorite?
Several. Yeah, several I would have considered to do full-time. For instance, dietitian in Mississippi. I was a weatherman in Cleveland, Ohio. Those were some that really stuck out. But that project was more about just getting experience and learning about what people do and what they're passionate about career-wise.
So you did the actual jobs?
I did, yeah, hands-on for 1 week from meatpacking in Kansas to making cheese in Wisconsin. I did something that was kind of reflects the culture and economy of each state, so that was my theme.
That is really cool, and you did that. How long did that take you?
50 consecutive weeks, so just about under a year, and I'm glad I'll never have to do that again because that was one of the most difficult things. I mean, I must have been a crazy man. Yeah, so.
Oh, that is
pretty
cool.
Now I'm on a new project. So 50 jobs, I was essentially inspired by just constant rejection, and then it was the right time because it was the recession. So I thought I'd do something to address the job crisis. Now, 10 years later, I feel like there's a cultural crisis where we are pretty much don't understand each other and we're very divided politically. So I was inspired to do this next project called American Bucket List Challenge, where I do something that's culturally unique and essential to that specific state, just so I can get really a firsthand experience about people's passions, their livelihood, and just kind of what shapes their life.
Fascinating. When are you coming to North Dakota? Do you know yet?
North Dakota will be September 29th. I'll be at the North Husfest.
Oh my gosh, you're going to be at Husfest in Minot. You found a great spot there. We'll connect up there and we'll have you back on, okay?
Absolutely, that would be really fun. Yeah, for now, your viewers or listeners can find me on Living the Map.
Straight ahead.
LivingTheMap.com. Thank you, Daniel.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India State Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm plan in the family. protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Vince Webkers here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What better a day than Labor Day to welcome a new sponsor to the program? We appreciate folks that back our labor here on the program and appreciate the size of the audience we have here, and also the what's the other word I'd use for our audience? Just your
commitment.
Thank you. Yes, your commitment. Your
loyalty.
You're not listening to any sort of just thing to fill the time. You're gathering information. You're listening. You're participating. You care. You're part of the fabric of the great state of North Dakota. You're movers and shakers and lawmakers and farmers and ranchers and teachers, and oh, we just love you so much. Appreciate you very much. And our new sponsors, our friends at Go Wireline, they're in Williston and Dickinson now. And I'm telling you, here's a group of committed folks. You talk about commitment. Oh my gosh, Go Wireline was founded in May of 2011 by a team that had 200 years combined. 200 years combined. Think about that. In the way of experience in the wireline industry. Five of Go Wireline's founders have over 30 years of wireline experience in the Williston Basin. So they can easily be anywhere in Western North Dakota when you need them. And the careers are great. GoWireline.com, GoWireline.com/careers. You want to find out more. All right. Our next guest is Sean Robinson. Sean operates a drag line for B&I Coal. Another one of the jobs we selected as a great, cool job. We wanted to talk about on Labor Day. Sean, are you there?
Yes, sir. How's it going today, Scott?
Well, great. How are you doing?
Oh, just wonderful. Couldn't be better.
Fantastic. So, first of all, explain to folks what a drag line is.
Well, I guess it's a really big machine that strips all of the dirt. We take all the cover down to coal. We don't take any coal out. We just take all the overburden directly down to coal, and then the load and haul comes in and hauls that out to the plant.
And what's an average day? How much dirt are you moving?
We run about 20 to 28,000 yards a shift, depending on our digging cycles, I guess, what we're all doing. But it's usually somewhere around 20 to 28,000 yards a shift in 8 hours.
Okay, a shift is 8 hours. You're behind the controls for 8 hours.
Yep.
And I've been up in the cab before one of these things, and I'm always just absolutely amazed. I mean, it's you've got a great view, beautiful view of North Dakota. You obviously have some serious hardware in front of you that you're picking and scooping and moving that earth with. But that's not a bad little spot to sit for 8 hours and go to work. I imagine that's an okay job, huh?
Yeah, it is. It's pretty nice. You know, it's just amazing that two joysticks moves the whole machine. You know, there's essentially, we got on one joystick, you got your hoist, your drag, you know, and then the other joystick is your hoist and your swing. So, two joysticks does everything. Then you got to transfer over to propel. And then the drag joystick runs your propel to actually put the machine in motion to walk, to go to another dig or to move over steps or what have you. So.
And now that's something in and of itself to see, too. Because, again, this thing, I don't know, how would you describe this whole apparatus size-wise? I mean, height, it's a skyscraper, and width, it's a house or more, right?
Yep, it's 110 feet wide. Our boom is 355 feet long.
Yeah, and so when you say walk, this mammoth thing, you've literally got to walk it to its next spot, right?
Right. Yep. There is a shoe on each side, and they're 90 feet long by about 12 feet wide, and it will move the machine about 6.5 to 7 feet per step. Takes us about 30 minutes to walk back about 165, 170 feet.
Now, do you, in those 8 hours, you get a few breaks, I assume, right? Because you've got a place to eat
we got a lunchroom in the back and, microwave and fridge and everything. And we get two break times. We get to get out of the seat, and at that time, the oilers jump in the seat and they run, so the machine stays running for the full 8 hours.
That's amazing. What's the most gratifying part of your job?
Just being able to get in the seat and dig. I guess I like to. That's the best part. Just having a good day of digging. I guess not having to move around a bunch and just all dirt.
And you dig, and we get affordable energy. So it's a pretty good deal. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, that's right. Yep.
Most affordable, reliable energy you can get. Clean, beautiful coal right there, folks, coming out of the ground. That North Dakota lignite, as it has for generations. Unbelievable story. It's really cool. Hey, you've helped us live a dream ourselves here on this Labor Day and think about a great job. B&I Coals, Sean Robinson, he's a dragline operator there. Hey, which mine are you at, Sean?
B&I Coal up here at Center.
At Center, that's the one at Center. Okay, great. Thanks for sharing the story today. Appreciate it very much.
Yeah, thanks, Scott, and I appreciate everything you do. You have a really good show. So.
Well, thank you very much. Very kind of you. Sean Robinson, B&I Coal dragline operator. And neat story. Gosh, it was fun today. We didn't even get to talk about all your first jobs, but there's a lot of them. That conversation continuing on Facebook. Back at it tomorrow right here. God bless you. Bye-bye.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Henlon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.